Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos. I want to bring you a teaching today. I'm calling this one, Saved by Grace Alone, Faith Alone, Serve Sin, Not Righteousness. This is a common heresy that we hear literally every day we go out in the streets. Grace alone, faith alone, salvation. It's these false teachers and those who love this heretical doctrine that propagate it, push it, promote it, but it is not taught anywhere in Scripture. What they love to do is they love to quote and cherry-pick certain verses, and they say, oh, faith alone saves us without any obedience or any fruit on our part. But this is a corruption of the truth of God. Now, I'm going to read you some verses from Romans 5 that they love to read. Let me read these to you. Romans 5, 1, and then 8 through 10, 19 and 21. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. But God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if and when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And then verse 19 and 21. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. And that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. So they'll read those verses and they'll leave it right there. And you'll notice that they're proof texting, because you can notice there, not one of those verses say we're saved by grace alone or faith alone. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 does not say it either. It says we're saved by grace through faith. And so they read those proof text verses to say, see, it's everything Jesus did. We don't have to do anything. But what they don't tell you is it's true that we need Christ's perfect righteousness. We get that. We agree with that. But what they don't tell you is that we can't be ignorant of the call of God that asks and commands that we respond in obedience as fruit of who we are to gain that grace to cover us. Our works, exhibiting our faith in Christ, are fruit of who we are and who we are serving. Remember that. Who do we serve? So to refute that Romans 5 and that proof texting, just saying, you know, Jesus died and justifies us and we don't have to do anything, I'm going to read to you the entire Romans chapter 6. You know, you got to read the book of Romans especially. You've got to read this book altogether. You can't just go and grab verses out of it. They love to grab Romans 10 and say, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But they forget all the other places where it calls you to repent, come out of the world, be born again. So we're going to read the next chapter in its entirety. Ready? Here we go, to see if this doesn't give us the full picture of faith and works, grace and faith. Romans 6, 1 through 23. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Now, remember, this is Paul writing this. He just got done talking about Christ's death justifying us. Look what Paul is saying. Shall we go on living in sin now that grace has come? How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? If you're born of God by the gospel, you're dead to sin. You don't want to keep sinning. Verse 3. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. See, if you're walking in the newness of life, you don't go on and practice sin. Verse 5. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. You see that? If we're justified by Christ through the gospel, we're made new, we don't serve sin. Verse 7, for he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he lived unto God. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Christ, Jesus Christ our Lord. Do you see that? If you're of Christ, you're dead to sin. You're not living in it anymore. That's your faith and your works right there. Verse 12, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. If you're obeying your flesh in sin, you're not walking and following after Christ. You're not going to get his justification. That's what the Bible teaches. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members are instruments of righteousness unto God. That's how we're supposed to live. We're supposed to live in a manner that is living as to unto righteousness unto God, not living in willful sin. Notice it's the fruit that we are born of God, are of Christ, that we're seeking righteousness because we have his righteousness. We're born of his spirit. We're dead to sin. We're new creations. Verse 14 and 15. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law, but under grace? You notice that. That's what people will say. Oh, Jesus did it all, so you could just sin on. No, Paul says, no, we don't do that. Who do you serve? Ready? Who are you serving when you live in sin? Unless you're living in righteousness, you're not serving Christ. You're not of Christ. Verse 16 and 17. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. Do you get that? If you follow sin and you keep sinning, it leads to death. You don't get the righteousness of Christ. If you follow obedience, you get the righteousness of Christ. Hebrews 5:9, Christ made the way for those who obey him. Verse 17, but God be thanked that ye were servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart the form of doctrine which was delivered to you. Do you see this? Faith and obedience. It's a new heart. It's a changed heart that desires sound doctrine. 1 Timothy 4:16 says, sound doctrine saves us. You want to be justified in Christ? By his perfect righteousness, you better be walking in sound doctrine that saves you. That's how you're going to get the perfect righteousness of Christ. Serving righteousness, not sin. Let's keep going. Verse 18, 19, and 20. Being made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. For I speak the manner of men because the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants unto uncleanliness, and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now your members, servants, to righteousness unto holiness. Look at that. Righteousness unto holiness. Hebrews 12, without holiness no one will see God. Verse 20, for when you were servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. Do you get that? If you serve sin today, even if you claim Jesus and you're living in willful sin, you're free from righteousness. You don't have righteousness. You're not going to be found righteous before God as you live in sin. You're not going to get the perfect cleansing of Christ as you live in willful sin. Hebrews 10:26 says, there is no sacrifice if we live in willful sin. Brother Paul is telling us if we live on in willful sin, we serve it, we don't get righteousness. We can't be saved in Christ. Verse 21, what fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. So think about this. After chapter 5, talking about Jesus' death for us by faith, that we get justified, now he says, that it's death if you go on in sin. You see, Jesus' righteousness is not a carte blanche covering of you as you live on in sin. It's a call out of sin. It's a cleansing your past, forgiving your future and your present as you repent of sin. But if you live on in sin, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Verse 22, but now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. Do you see the progression here? Christ's perfect work, our faith in him, our repentance, we're born again, he's working in us, we're dead to sin, we're striving for righteousness, we're obeying, the fruit is holiness unto everlasting life. You don't get it automatic. You've got a part to play in the covenant. God has always had covenants where we play a part and he plays a part. So the gospel, the shed blood of Jesus and repentance to him, new life, holiness and obedience and enduring, it changes us from the inside out so that we can be made free from sin, no longer slaves to it, prisoners to it. We no longer want to serve it. Now we serve God, we serve righteousness, not sin, and that leads to Christ's perfect righteousness and holiness, as I said. So even though Jesus died for us, what happens if we sin on? Paul tells us in the last verse of Romans 6, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He'll cleanse your past. He'll cleanse your present if you repent of it. He'll cleanse all your future sin as you repent of them. But if you live in sin, the wages of sin is death. So if you're of Christ, think about this. You're made eligible for his righteousness as you're following him in obedience, seeking righteousness, holiness. Jesus said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. You don't live on practicing willful sin. You're actually dead to it, Paul just told us. And this is a saving faith and the works that James talks about illustrated perfectly. James 2:21-26. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac up on the altar? See thou how faith wrought with his works, and his works made his faith perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, as he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. It's the only place faith only shows up, by the way, is right there in James 2. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. And I just want to throw this in here. Before I hear these people say, yeah, well, go read Romans 7, where Paul says that he struggled with his flesh and he struggled with sin. Just like I read you Romans 5, and you got to read Romans 6. When you read Romans 7, go read Romans 8. Paul goes on to tell us we can't live in the flesh or we're condemned already. We must live in the spirit. These chapters must be read together. The whole letter must be taken together. It's an entire letter, and it's beautiful theology when it's not proof text cherry-picked, when it's read and eisegesis is not used. Exegesis is used, exiting the truth of God. So Brother Paul encourages us that we have hope if we cling to Christ via the gospel, the spirit. We're serving righteousness and obedience. We're not serving sin unto death. Go read Romans 6 again. And God's covenants are always two-sided. He has a part, we have a part. And if we don't do our part, the covenant is broken. God will always do his part. So I would ask you, who you are today, evangelical churchgoer or godly saint, who do you serve today? Are you serving sin still? Because maybe you're not truly born of God, maybe you're rebellious, maybe you love the things of the world and your flesh more than God? Or are you serving Christ in new life? He's working in us in holiness and obedience and righteousness. Hey, go test yourself, will you? Don't listen to these false teachers that are telling you that because of Jesus' perfect righteousness, you get to sin on. Oh no. The Bible tells us we're dead to sin, we're to flee sin, we're to turn away from evil, we're to repent and be cleansed. last verse, 1 John 1:7, talks about if we walk in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Christ cleanses us. To walk in the light is to be walking in the truth, is to not be serving sin, false traditions, false holidays like Christmas and Easter, churchianity, loving the things of the world. Walking in the light is walking in Christ's word and his ways. I'm going to leave it right there. Faith alone, grace alone, it definitely serves sin. It does not serve God and righteousness. Love y'all. Check out everything at don'tperish.com. Check out the Ecclesia Gathering page and everything we add on there daily. Till next time, love y'all. May God be praised.